Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Madison Fetcher, and I will be your host tonight on LV Central. And again, we're sort of a dysfunctional day between Will and I, but we'll be a quick show. We'll be going through the motions, regular stuff, our fan-based literature, baseball joke, random play of the day, all-starting debate, and the headlines from today. For our fans, you choose me a part of the show, Pewcorn, 516-666-9990, or enter our channel at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLBCentral. On this day in baseball history, 2004, one of the most remarkable at-bats in big league history, Alex Cora fell off 14 consecutive pitches, and then hits the 18th run him by the Cubs with Matt Clement of the right field fence for a two-run home run which doubles Elliott's lead to 4-0. The Dodgers Stadium crowd shared each foul ball as the total started to lead right on 4-1. And now it's time for a baseball joke of the day. A man leaves home, makes left turn, makes another left, then another left turn, and goes home again. When he gets home, there are two men wearing masks waiting for him. Who are they? I haven't a clue. The catcher and the umpire. That's our baseball joke of the day. And now, fans, it's time for random player of the day. And today is Giancarlo Cruz Michael Stanton, better known as Giancarlo Stanton. Quick note, he played 2010-2011 under the name Mike Stanton, and you can go on Bigfoot if you want to, too. Okay, now it's time for our All-Star Game Debate. Cozart, Hecheverria, not to be shortchanged. Reds, Marlins, shortstops, putting up big numbers, could push Tulowitz deep and All-Star balloting. We'll be doing daily All-Star Game Debates until balloting ends on July 2nd. We'll be frequently pitting one player against another and have lower and making case for one. But that doesn't mean there aren't any other great candidates for that position. In fact, your comments can spark a new debate versus tackle, so let us know what you think. Troy Tulowitzki has been voted in as the National League starting shortstop for the All-Star game each of the last 2 years since his last four. But Tulowitzki might face some stiff competition on this year's ballot, and two of the names in the early mix qualify as a surprise. Cincinnati's Zach Cozart and Miami's Danny Hecheverria. First, a little perspective. Prior to the 2015 season, Cozart and Hecheverria had a combined haul of 2,876 at-bats in the big leagues. 1,205 for Hecheverria, 1,671 for Cozart. The collective OPS was decidedly uninspired 633 mark. Toughest to say that we were not expecting much from either guy at the plate. Cozart has particularly destroyed the expectations early on. He ended the week with 324, 369, 549 last time, that gave him the highest OPS 918 of any qualified shortstop in the majors. The 28 games, he had already exceeded last year's home run total of 4 in 137 games. Cozart, 29, has credited his newfound power to carrying his 8-month-old son, Cooper, around and building up shoulder strength. Maybe there's something to that. There's also a lot of hard work from a guy who struggled mightily last season. It's taken a lot of heat from his lack of offense productivity last year, as manager Brian Price told reports recently. And he thought that on himself when he didn't perform to his kids or our expectations offensively. But he works hard and demerit affects his defense. Fence has always been considered superb. He's rated positively on baseball and the solutions defensive on the age scale each year in the big leagues, with rating of 19 runs above average last year and rating of +3 so far this year. Hecheverria had never rated quite so well on the advanced metric scale. The Marlins were generally pleased with his defensive play. This year, the team's opinion and numbers are in sync, because Hecheverria, to date, is the +5 mark on the defensive run they've tallied. That he's also so productive that is a nice bonus. Hecheverria has the NL5 release from April 20 to 26. They went 12 for 24, 10 RBIs, and 8-1 score. In the season, he has a strong 298, 323, 419 slash run. So, in his age 26 season, his OPS is north of 700 for the first time. That's why we get excited. We see young players being better. Miles President of Baseball Operations, Michael Hilton. You don't know what the final product is, but you know that it's something that you like. Defensively, we know he's one of the best. Mashing's AB get better. Cozart has the early statistical edge and the dramatically improved shortstop department. But both of these guys are looking capable of giving us too low of run first money, or votes, as it were. Race camaraderie late on offense to top the Yanks, including to be had. Stocks under setback, Tulo declines to comment on trade rumors. Sale bombs brawl with behind the back snag. Fans can back Medal of Freedom for Yogi. O'Sullivan snares comeback with bare hands. It's no set closure, fish talking to Soriano. Source, phrase since minor and have surgery. Fuel home could win you all series ticket. Bleach, make you all sharp out, look good. Our lessons, that will be Central Shore for another short film. Tomorrow morning, you can tune in from 6:30 in the morning. We'll see you tomorrow morning on the 24th.